WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacy and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our uncommon place.
Welcome to West Virginia Uncommon Place. I could cover so much stuff inside these Y series, and the one thing that I really wanted to cover more than anything else was Splinter Cell. Splinter Cell was a series that I started out with. It was an Xbox exclusive. It was actually one of the first games that I gripped too heavy. People say it has Metal Gear Solid influence. It has a win back from Nintendo 64 type of influence, and I'll give that to it. Now, Ubisoft, I did an episode earlier about them and why they disappeared and why things went crazy with them. But the importance of the series, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and just take a quick look at it. And let's just get a little bit into it. The Splinter Cell series is a franchise of stealth-based video games developed and published by Ubisoft. The series has always been significant in that it's a stealth-based series that has garnered all kinds of accolades over the game industry. And it made the stealth genre what it is today. The first game in the series, Splinter Cell, was released in 2002 for the Xbox and PC, so 2002. The game itself, you play as Sam Fisher, a special agent from the Third Echelon Agency. The game was praised for its advanced graphics, realistic animation, innovative gameplay, which included hiding in the shadows, using gadgets to take out enemies quietly, and avoid detection by using stealthy movements. So the crazy thing here is, like, you could pick a lock on this game. And one of my great friends in podcasting, his son actually played the game and was trying to learn how to pick that lock. So it was something very interesting about that game. And it was just like, when you played that, everybody was quiet because they just wanted to see how you were going to move. My experience with it was just real simple. I really moved different when I played this game than other people, and other people moved different from me. And that's what really made this thing amazing. It made it to the point where I just had to stay hooked with it. Now, the success of the first game led to the development of several sequels, including Splinter Cell, Pandora Tomorrow, Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, Splinter Cell Double Agent, and Splinter Cell Conviction. Each game built upon the game mechanics and the story telling of the previous games and introduced new features and gameplay. Now, one of the most notable games in the series is Splinter Cell Chaos 3, which was released in 2005 for the Xbox, PlayStation 2, and PC. This game is often considered the best in the series and is widely regarded as a masterpiece of stealth genre. This game featured advanced artificial intelligence for enemies, making them more challenging and unpredictable, and introduced a cooperative multiplayer mode that allowed players to work together to complete missions. Another notable game in the series is Splinter Cell Blacklist, which was released in 2013 for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This game was developed by Ubisoft Toronto and featured a new voice actor for Sam Fisher, as well as upgraded game mechanics and graphics. The game also introduced a new mode called Spies vs. Mercs, which allowed players to compete against each other in a unique playing experience. Now, what happens with the Y series, like always, there comes a point where I tell you why I'm upset with Ubisoft, or I have an issue with Splinter Cell. Splinter Cell, basically after the first three games, kind of started doing its little crazy thing. And I blame it in part to games like Tenchu and different things like that that followed the same suit. They were very tailored at some point, and then just all of a sudden, bam, they're just gone. It's like, what's going on? And the Splinter Cell series, it popularized the use of gadgets and weapons and taking out enemies quietly, and introduced the concept of hiding in shadows. Those aspects there were used even further by Metal Gear Solid and Hitman later on. So it's crazy that Metal Gear Solid started this, Splinter Cell perfected it, and Metal Gear took its elements. And to me, the most important part of Splinter Cell was the player choice. This game allowed you to approach each mission in your own way. You could either be stealthy, or you could go gun blazing. Now, in the first three, if you were going gun blazing, you were going to die quick. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just how it happened. And I don't know any other way to tell you, you know. Now, the game's giving you that freedom and that kind of, you know, idea that I can play it the way I want to play it. Was what I liked. I like having choices. I didn't like having to go down a linear path when I'm playing games like that. Just like with RPGs. Now, the deal here is that Ubisoft dropped the ball with this. They got more concentrated into their other games, the Ghost Recons, the Rainbow Sixes of the world. And after that, it failed. You know, they did not try to bring back Splinter Cell. They've put Sam Fisher in a few Ghost Recon games, but they essentially just dropped it. It was one of the bigger things that was going on in the early 2000s and mid 2000s. And just like everything that Ubisoft does, they just stopped doing what they're doing. Now, I'm JR. I'm the host of West Virginia Uncommonplace. So please like, subscribe, let me know what you want to hear from us, and we will keep going with it. I enjoy doing these small episodes because it gives me, you know, a chance to just let you guys know what I like, and we can keep this Y series going as long as you guys want to keep it going.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at oncommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website, and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening, and tune into the next episode.